Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A winter storm system is blanketing the Midwest with ice and snow, producing whiteout conditions and causing major traffic jams. Kyle Palmer reports from member station KCUR.
Snow began falling in Kansas City around 7 a.m., dumping 3 inches by noon. Spencer Mell, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says the snowfall has limited visibility and made roads slick.
The temperature's so cold out there this afternoon, it didn't take long for the snow to accumulate on the road, and I think that caught some people off guard this morning.
Interstate 29 north of Kansas City was shut down due to a wreck involving multiple semi-trucks. The snow was also a headache for NFL fans trying to get to the game between the Chiefs and Broncos. Two Chiefs players reportedly arrived just an hour before kickoff. The snow is expected to continue falling into Monday morning, with accumulations forecasted for up to 7 inches. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Palmer.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says President Trump's Phase 1 trade agreement with China aims to de-escalate trade tensions by avoiding billions of dollars worth of new tariffs. He told CBS's Face the Nation the whole process of constructing a final U.S.-China trade deal will take a long time.
Anyone who thinks you're going to take their system and our system that have worked in a very unbalanced way for the United States and in one stroke of the pen change all of that is foolish. The president is not foolish. He's very smart. The question was how big was the first phase going to be? This is going to take years. We're not going to resolve these differences very quickly.
Lighthizer says China has committed to buying $40 billion worth of American farm products. Some gay rights advocates are calling for a boycott of the Hallmark Channel after the cable TV channel pulled ads from the wedding site Zola that featured a lesbian couple. NPR's Laura Walmsley reports.
The ad for the wedding planning site Zola shows a couple at the altar wishing they had used the service before their big day.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
No, I do.
The two women then kiss and walk down the aisle as a married couple. Hallmark pulled the ad and three others featuring the couple after pressure from an organization called 1 Million Moms, which says the ad promotes homosexuality. Hallmark says it removed the ads because the controversy was a distraction. Zola says Hallmark did not object to an ad in which a heterosexual couple was seen kissing. The site has since pulled its other ads from the channel. Human Rights Campaign President Alfonso David criticized Hallmark's move as shameful, saying, for a channel whose brand is love, Hallmark is leading with fear and discrimination. Laurel Walmsley, NPR News.
Hallmark CEO Mike Perry has issued a statement that the company is reversing the decision to pull the ad. He said he's truly sorry for any hurt or disappointment. This is NPR News. A two-week international conference on climate change ended in Madrid Sunday. Many participants say they don't have a lot to show for it. The goal had been to come up with definite ways to implement the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. The agreement reached in Madrid simply stated the urgent need to close the gap between existing pledges to reduce greenhouse emissions and those of the Paris Accord. They decided to put off further decisions until next year's climate talks in Glasgow. In Italy, most of the southern port city of Brindisi was evacuated Sunday, more than 50,000 people, as experts worked to defuse a World War II bomb. BBC's Mike Saunders has more.
It was a huge logistical exercise. Around 1,000 police officers and 250 civil defense volunteers were involved in clearing the area. Builders working on a cinema complex discovered the bomb last month. In doing so, they damaged it, complicating the task of making it safe. Two bomb disposal experts isolated the detonator and the fuse. The device, weighing nearly a quarter of a ton, will be taken to a quarry, where the 40 kilograms of TNT inside will be destroyed in a controlled explosion.
The BBC's Mike Saunders reporting. People in New Zealand observed a moment of silence Monday to remember the 18 people who died 1 week ago when a volcano erupted on White Island. The official death toll is 16, but two others are missing and presumed dead. The search for their bodies continued on Sunday. Authorities say they'll keep looking. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.